fleet of NGR trains could cost you big time. It's because they're non-compliant. Now, I told you about this last Thursday. The Human Rights Commission, they shot down the Palaszczuk government's application for exemption to the disability access rule. Things like toilets are too small for wheelchair access or even prams to get through, and access is limited to allow them to pass through different carriages as well. But despite this, the state government and Queensland Rail have pressed on. Nine of these trains will continue to run to meet demand for the Commonwealth Games, and this is where you have been left exposed. The defiance in running against the HRC's decision means any disabled person who could take legal action against Queensland Rail is pretty confident of a win. That's your taxes. Again, that'll be footing the bill. It's a bit of a common theme here this afternoon. So we've all got skin in the game. Even if you don't use public transport, you could be paying for this. Paralympic gold medalist Jeff Trappett, he represents the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. Jeff, good afternoon, mate. Are there legal moves in the pipeline here?
There certainly are, Ben. Good afternoon, mate. The decision that the government's made to keep the trains on the track is frankly just it's unthinkable. To know that you're exposing, as you said, taxpayers to legal action, which is being started by a number of different individuals, is bound to cost the taxpayers even more. We're throwing good money after bad with these trains. We really are.
When we first spoke about this last year, am I right in saying a disabled commuter needs to actually try and use one of these trains to mount legal action?
Yeah, that was right. The issue with the law is that you obviously need to use a train before you've been discriminated upon. That happened, to my knowledge. The first person to make a complaint was the second said that the NGRs were on the track. And so that complaint has been made to the Australian Human Rights Commission. The fact that the trains have been now determined to be non-compliant and no exemption has been granted will mean that the lay down was there whether they would win a case. So those are now working their way through the system. They go through a number of stages, but ultimately the end result is legal action, which taxpayers will be putting the... Let me say, taxpayers will be put it for a lot of legal advice on too, and we're still ended up where we are, so we really are throwing good money after that.
And now, Jeff, if I can get you to just to spin around or move sideways one way, because that phone is just cutting in and out. We'll try and get a better signal. No, it's okay. When we talk about legal action, is there a number, a financial figure that we could be looking at?
There isn't a number that I can pull out for a person. It's a damages figure. So you will have seen damages figures in the millions in court cases before where a person's been discriminated upon. So we really are looking at an endless bucket of money here, and it's not just one person. With the trains operating on the track constantly, and obviously going down to Commonwealth Games now, we've got more and more people with disability that are getting on those trains and potentially being discriminated upon. So the numbers could be rising by the day, and yet the government still puts the trains on the track.
Coming up to 3:30 on a Wednesday afternoon, Jeff Trappett, my guest this afternoon. Look, Jeff, that HRC decision, it should have been really a win for you, but it doesn't really seem that way.
No. I'd love to say it was a win, Ben, and it was. Don't get me wrong. It was a great day for people with disabilities to have their rights upheld by the HRC, but unfortunately it's a win with a bit of a but. To put it in sporting terms, the Queensland government just hasn't abided by the umpire's decision. The umpire's made their call, the train's non-compliant, but they've gone against them and still put them on the track. And as they say in Australia, it's just not cricket.
Just not cricket, especially this week as well, we've been saying that. Jeff, it'd be interesting to see, this could be the definition of irony. I've just seen the Premier tweet in the last 10 minutes, a photo of her on the train with the Sports Minister, Mick de Brenny, and also Mark Bailey, the Transport Minister. We've picked up the Sports Minister on time at Beenleigh Station on our way to the opening ceremony. So, and a picture of them in the carriage.
Rolling press conference as well.
Right, okay. Now, speaking of the Transport Minister, have you heard from Mark Bailey since the decision was handed down last week?
I last heard from the Transport Minister when the preliminary decision came out, and he made all the right moves at that point, made the conciliatory phone call to say, yep, sure, looks like we're not in a bit of trouble, and we haven't seen any moves from him yet. all we're getting is what come across to me anyway, is glib and snug statements of the AHRC decision only talks about people being able to make a complaint now, not actually trains being removed off the track. So I'm certainly hoping the Premier sits him down for a word during that train trip that they're on and gets it across to him the depths of the trouble that we're actually in here.
Well, Jeff, this is only the beginning, I feel, and as you said, moves are in the pipeline to have legal action up and running, which is a sad case, but it's a case that we found ourselves in. Mate, thank you for your time. We will be talking again soon. Jeff Trappett there. He's from Inclusion Moves, a disability advocacy group. This is why I said to you, we have skin in the game. Every single one of us, Queensland taxpayers, have skin in the game. If you catch the train or not, if you even live outside the southeast, this is still going to affect you. As Jeff said, there's no monetary figure, but when you hear of damages awarded in discrimination cases, they can range into the millions. That's just one case. How many cases will there be? As I said, the non-compliance, the government has left themselves way open, left themselves exposed, left you exposed. 131873 is the open line. If you've got a thought on that, bennett4bc.com.au. Wednesday afternoon, doing it all from the Southport Yacht Club. Thanks to West Point Volkswagen. We'll get some news headlines. We'll do that.